This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today and Pod Media Reports. We're about to speak to Ted Costa at People's Advocate. Welcome to Pod Media Reports and California Politics Today.
Yes, pleasure to be here.
We're going to talk about the lawsuit brought recently by Attorney General of California Bill Lockyer against the placement on the November ballot of Proposition 77. You're one of the proponents of that measure. What's that measure intended to do, and why did you feel it necessary to put that measure on the ballot?
That message is it's a redistricting initiative, and that will change the policy by which we redistrict, by which we draw those lines, the congressional lines, the assembly lines in the state of California. And we want it to be done by a neutral outside source instead of having the legislatures choose their own districts.
Okay. And what are the conditions that have resulted from the legislature writing its own district, defining its own districts that you found objectionable?
Well, we have districts which are not competitive. We have districts where legislators are virtually guaranteed re-election because of the way the district lines are drawn. We have districts from San Francisco which go all the way to Clear Lake. We have districts from Southern California that go 200 miles up the coast. We have those districts. Fresno, the county of Fresno is in the five different congressional seats, and so we want to change that.
And you believe that having a panel of judges doing it would end up with more competitive districts?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
There
would be a consistency. Because there's criteria we put in the Constitution, and what that would do is mean it would be consistent, and then we would know when the 10-year period came up to redraw the lines, we'd know that the lines were going to be pretty much the same, and they would just be tweaked a little bit, because we got to keep counties together. Now we have to keep cities together. No longer will we be able to go into a city and have like a hub of a wheel where it goes out into the rural suburbs and dominates the whole region.
And under the terms of Proposition 77, when would that redistricting take place and go into effect?
The next election after it passes.
So if it passes in November 2005, it would be in effect for the primary elections in 2006?
I maintain that, yes, I want that to happen, yes.
Okay, is that what it says under the terms of the...
Yes,
okay.
It says the next one. Yeah.
Okay, now specifically what I wanted to talk about was this lawsuit that Bill Lockyer, the Attorney General of the state of California, brought on July 8th. Filed a suit to remove Proposition 77, the redistricting initiative, from the November 2005 special election ballot.
Mm-hmm.
What's the status of that case, and what's your reaction to his decision to file suit to take it off the ballot?
The status is it will go for a hearing in the Superior Court. Everyone's working together to brief right now, and we will go forward. I mean, the Attorney General, in his public statements, is acting like this is the first initiative in the history of California that ever had a little... few typos in it, okay? And it's just not true. I mean, it happens all the time.
Okay. In the press release that Attorney General Lockyer put out, he doesn't feel these are a few typos, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
He lists, he says, among the differences between the... Well, before we talk about the differences he cites, the argument that he's making is that the initiative as it was circulated is substantially different than the initiative as it was submitted to his office for review. What's your take on that state on that position of his?
Well, he's going to get the opportunity to go before the judge and explain to the judge exactly what he thinks substantial means.
Okay.
Apparently, he thinks it means something totally different than the case law of all the cases that we're citing.
The press release also mentioned that the Secretary of State's office disclosed to his office that the advocates for the proponents of the redistricting initiative had acknowledged in that letter to the Secretary of State that they had, quote, circulated a different version from the one submitted to the Attorney General and the other departments. Did you or other people who are proponents acknowledge that you'd circulated a different version? In a letter to the Secretary?
We notified the Secretary of State there was a problem.
Right.
And I believe it's a confidential memo we sent to him.
Right.
If the Secretary of State wants to release it, that's fine with me.
Okay.
And I don't want to get into second guessing that.
We
felt we had a duty to disclose.
Right.
We understand that we had an initiative here a year ago that was the Three Strikes Initiative.
Right.
And you've probably heard of it.
Right.
And it had exactly the same problem we have.
Right.
And the proponents of that decided not to tell anyone.
Right.
They didn't, and it went through all the way through the process. No one ever noticed, and when they got done, then they says, well, how are we going to publish it? And they made a decision which version to publish. So I
Which version did they publish?
I don't know.
You know,
that'd be a good call to call and ask them about it.
And that was the three strikes initiative.
I understand this happens with legislation all the time.
Right.
Now, the Secretary of State, I mean, the Attorney General is now saying that this is the first time that this has ever happened.
Okay.
It's just not true.
What he says specifically, the differences he cites between the two versions, he says the elimination of language emphasizing the unique ability of judges to draw competitive districts, altering the method used to identify line drawers, and modifying assorted deadlines for official action under the initiative's terms. Do you agree with that, or take issue with that, or say
that's true, but
it doesn't matter?
It was findings and declarations.
Right.
It's not the text of the initiative. It's been changed here. And
The text has not been changed at all?
No, the structure of the text of the initiative has not been changed.
Okay.
We'll get to court, and I suppose he has his day in there to argue his case as much as he wants. Now, there's the case law.
Right.
All the cases we're able to find on this substantiate that we should be on the ballot, and that the people should have a chance to decide this thing.
The Attorney General wrote at the end of his press release, even today, each person who accesses these websites will discover a different version of the redistricting initiative from the one circulated to voters, and also read a title and summary that inaccurately describes the initiative measure actually circulated.
Well,
is that
his say-so. That's what he's contending. I think when the evidence comes out, that will be determined to be, quite frankly, not true what he's saying.
Okay. Do you feel that there's any motivation here from his office other than a strictly legal one?
Why don't you ask him about that?
I'm waiting to get a call back.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on
that? I know of no other initiative that he is looking at and scrutinizing to see if there's a mistake in it.
Okay.
I know of no other. Only this one.
All right.
And somehow it has now been his duty to be the scrutinizer of what, I don't know, maybe he should have ran for Secretary of State.
Okay.
I mean, his job as Attorney General is to do the title and summary.
Right.
He's done the title and summary.
Right.
He has never said the magic words. He has never said that if I'd have known this, I would have done a different title and summary. He has never said that.
I'm sorry, if he had known what?
If he'd known that there was a couple of typos in this thing,
right,
he would have done a different title and summary. He hasn't said that.
So you're.
And when he's willing to do that, then he's committed himself.
Well, what's your explanation of why a title and summary that was submitted to his, that was approved by, that was issued by his office, is not the same as the one that was on the petition as it was circulated?
Well, no. If I'd known that, it would have never got submitted. If we had known it was happening. I mean, it's an inadvertent error that happened.
Was it because it was an earlier version that was sent to the printer before the title and summary was approved by the Attorney General?
That's one possible scenario that's out there.
Have you looked into finding out, from your point of view, how it happened that there were different?
Yeah, we pretty much think so. Yeah.
And what have you found out?
That'll all be discussed in court when we get there.
Okay.
I mean, it's all open. We wanted this to be open.
Right.
Because we thought the voters ought to have a right to know about this before they vote. And so rather than do like the three strikes people, we figured let's get it all out, let's flush it out and see how she comes out.
Okay.
I haven't, if you interview the Attorney General, he's talking about this being a bait and a switch. What is the bait and what is the switch? I mean, I don't...
Well, as I understand it, he's saying that the bait was the title and summary as approved and issued by his office, and the switch was the one that was circulated.
I give him bait so that he might do a good title and summary, and then I switched it, and because I switched it, he would have done a different title and summary. No, he hasn't said that. He hasn't said that.
I don't know if it's his obligation to do that or say that. It's his obligation to approve it according to his standards, and then
issue
it. And then I thought it was the responsibility of the circulators to circulate the...
You're wrong.
Oh, okay.
Read your Constitution. You'll find out you submit this to the Attorney General, and the Attorney General does a title and summary.
Right.
Once he's done his title and summary, he's done. Then it goes out to be circulated, and it goes to the Secretary of State.
Right, but isn't it the responsibility of the circulators to make sure that the title and summary that appears on the signed petitions is identical to the one that's issued by the Attorney General's office?
It is. It is.
And did you do that? Did your organization do that?
It is.
It's identical?
He's not complaining about the title and summary. He's complaining about the text of the initiative.
Which was also included on the circulating petitions.
On the back of the petition, yes. Mm-hmm.
And that, you agree, differs in some way from the one that he used when he created the title and summary.
Uh-huh.
But your argument is that it's typos and not a substantive difference.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. When's this coming to court, as far as you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
They call the Superior Court, and they'll tell you. No, I don't think they've done the schedule yet. If they have, I haven't been notified.
Which court exactly will this be heard in?
The Superior Court and for the County of Sacramento.
Sacramento. Okay, great. And say just a word or two about the campaign that's ongoing. You haven't changed your approach to getting the initiative passed in light of this lawsuit, have you?
No, we're charging forward, yeah.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.